And now, a very different kind of story about messages from government and the people who have to deal with them. Angela Sabin, I don't want to put words in your mouth. How you doing today?
Very well, John. How are you?
Now, I suspect you might be saying something like, this is another fine mess Arizona politicians have gotten me and my family into. Am I close to your sense of frustration right now?
Absolutely.
Explain what it is about this bill, 1062, that is making your wedding planning and cake design business in Phoenix really a problem.
Well, it's not making it a problem yet, but if this bill passes, I can see it being a huge problem because of the gay community that we do have here, and Arizona is a destination wedding site. 90% of the weddings that I do are destination weddings.
Angela Sabin, of course, is talking about Bill 1062, which is on the governor's desk, Jan Brewer's desk, the Arizona governor. If she signs it, it would mean businesses have the option of refusing services to gays. When you talk about this bill with your friends and other business people, Angela Sabin, what kinds of conversations are you having?
Well, I have to say the majority are against it. There are a few people out there who are not against it and feel that they deserve the right to voice their opinion regarding their religious beliefs. And if they're against gay marriage, that they should be able to turn gay customers away for that reason.
Here's one of those voices that's speaking in favor of 1062. I'm sure you're familiar with Arizona State Senator Al Melvin. Here he is speaking to Arizona Public Media.
It's a frontal assault on all of these parts of our society, conservative mainline churches, the Boy Scouts, the military, traditional marriage, you name it.
Now, Angela, Senator Melvin has been taking that message to the national stage. He was on CNN speaking with Anderson Cooper in a exchange that probably everyone on the internet has seen by now. How does he make you look, your state look? What's your reaction to his religious freedom argument?
Well, I think he makes our state look intolerant, the same way that, in my opinion, the immigration bill made us look very intolerant. It looks like we're all fearful of the gay community or anyone who doesn't have the same religious belief that we have.
Now, you mentioned that this bill, if the governor signs it, would affect the wedding business because Arizona is a destination wedding location. And I want to talk about that in just a moment. But the immigration bill that you already referred to also had a similar kind of impact in your own family. Can you describe what that is?
Yes, my husband owns a contracting business here in Arizona. And when the economy started to fail and the immigration law was passed here, and we showed our intolerance for immigration and our inability to provide any outlet for those people who had lived here and raised their families here, they all fled the state. And now that the economy is coming back and construction is back into somewhat of an upswing here, there's no one to fill the jobs. There's no one here. They took their families and they left.
So your husband is struggling because of a perceived intolerance towards immigrants. You're worried about struggling because of a perceived intolerance towards gays. So this has really messed up both income streams in your family.
Yes, it has.
So you think there should be a separation of church and business in the state of Arizona to keep these kinds of issues from coming up?
Absolutely. If they can tell me as an employer, hiring employees, that I cannot discriminate, and that law was passed last year in the city of Phoenix, that I cannot discriminate against a gay person, that I have to, if they are just as capable of doing a job as anyone else, that I have to hire them or I can't fire them because they're gay, then why would they give me the right to turn down a customer because they're gay? It makes no sense to me.
Do you think this law shields people who maybe don't have the guts to put a gays not welcome sign on their front door?
Absolutely. We all have websites. We all have the ability to state right in our websites who we do and do not do business with. So if you're that religious about it and you're that fanatical about it, then state it. Stand up for it. If you're going to stand up to one customer, why wouldn't you stand up to all of them? And then you wouldn't have the problem with them coming to you. But you also put yourself at risk of alienating a group of people. So you either stand up or you don't.
You're a wedding planner and a wedding cake designer. Are you also a religious person, Angela?
I was raised Southern Baptist. My grandfather was a preacher in the hills of Kentucky in the early 1900s and traveled all over. He also taught all of his grandkids, which were very many, judge not, lest you be judged. That is my religion. I don't have to stand behind a church or have a church stand behind me to know what right is right and wrong is wrong. And tolerance is tolerance and love is love. And if you're in the wedding business, you're in it for love because you love the love story. Does it really matter who loves who?
Angela Sabin, wedding planner and wedding cake designer in Phoenix, Arizona. A little bit worried about what Governor Jan Brewer might do. Thanks so much, Angela.
Thank you, John.